Good morning. Welcome again to Yoga with Veronica. Today's practice is going to be a little bit more rigorous flow for my Monday, Wednesday night crew to enjoy. I will offer up some modifications, so if you want to try it, you're very welcome to. Let's start by coming to the center of the mat, grabbing behind the knees, tucking the chin, and slowly with control rolling down onto your back, rocking side to side, massaging any little kinks out of the lower back you might be experiencing. Thanks again to Dennis and Lori for hosting in their beautiful backyard with the birds and the trees. Hopefully it won't rain on us this morning. After a few more rocks, relax your feet down to the mat, knees bent, hands on the belly. And then allow your knees to release out, soles of the feet together. Drop the eyelids. Take a deep in breath through your nose. Exhale, sigh out of your mouth. Beautiful. Again, deep in breath through the nose. Exhale, sigh out of your mouth. Then seal the lips and drag your breath in the back of the throat, firing up your Ujjayi breath. Try deepening your breath a little bit more, so much so that your belly expands. Try lengthening your out breath a bit more so that you feel the belly drop. Expanding, extending on your in breath, dropping, contracting on your out breath. Then let's practice some waves of breath through the body. As you inhale, expand your belly, then your ribs, then lift your collarbone. As you exhale, drop your belly, then your ribs, then your collarbone. Again, inhale, belly, ribs, collarbone expands and lifts. Exhale, belly, ribs, collarbone sink, they drop. A few more. Last one. On your next in-breath, tighten your core and bring your knees back together. As you exhale, one at a time, knees to chest, hands on top of the knees, making some circles. You can make big circles or little circles, massaging the areas that surround your sacrum. And then go the other way. Back to center. Release your feet and release your hands down along the sides of the body. Palms down, knees are bent. Tighten your core by pressing your belly button down towards the mat. As you inhale, slowly push through your heels and lift your hips and spine off the mat. As you exhale, roll your spine and your hips back down. This time, let's involve the arms. Inhale, lift, arms reach up and back, hips lift. Exhale, slowly lower the arms, the spine, and the hips. Moving bridge. Let's do three more. Inhaling up. And exhaling down. One more time, up. Exhaling down. Next, let's place your feet wide, mat's distance apart, and bring the knees together. As you inhale, squeeze your knees tight together. As you exhale, soften, relax a bit. Again, inhale, squeezing the knees together. Exhale, release. Two more. Last one. Next, activate your core muscles. Inhale, push your belly button towards the mat. Tilt your pelvis slightly. And then as you exhale, release your core muscles. And lift the small of your back away from the mat so that the pelvis tilts the other way. Again, inhale, tighten the core. Lower back pushes into the mat, core tightens. And then slowly release, hollowing out the back. Two more. Inhale, press, tilt. Exhale, release. Tilt the other direction. One more. Come back to a neutral spine, relaxing the pelvis and the core. This time as you inhale, tuck the chin slightly and press the back of your head into the mat. As you exhale, soften, release the chin, let it float back up. Again, inhale, tuck the chin, press the back of your head into the mat. Exhale, soften, release. Two more. Not a big tuck of the chin. Just enough tuck of the chin where you feel the front neck muscles activate and the back neck muscles stretch. And then relax. Inhale, bring your knees to your chest. Exhale, roll to your left side. Left arm is a pillow, relaxing. The right arm in front of the body. Take a deep in breath through your nose. Exhale, sigh out of your mouth. And then let's press up safely. Right hand on the mat, straighten your top right leg, and then push through your right palm so you come up into a seated position. Cross the ankles and shift a little side to side until you feel your seat bones. Inhale up tall. Look up, squeeze the shoulder blades together. As you exhale, circle around and down, leading with the chin. Inhale, tuck the chin and lean way back. Exhale, down and around, chin out. Biggest circle you can comfortably draw with your chin. One more this direction, and then we'll switch at the top. Inhale, tuck the chin. Exhale, three circles, other direction. Coming back to center. Inhale, arms out and up. Palms touch for a moment. Exhale, right arm drops. Lean to the right, reach. Keep your left seat bone down. Inhale back to center, palms touch. Exhale, left arm drops. Reach left, right seat bone stays down. Two more times each side. Inhaling up, extend. Exhale, lateral flexion. Reach, inhaling up. Exhaling, reach. One more time each side. Allowing your breath to guide your movement. This time, inhale, palms touch overhead. As you exhale, back of left hand, outside of right knee. Inhale, reach your right arm out to the right and look behind you at your right thumb. Nose follows thumb back, palms touch. Again, inhale, reaching out, rotation of the spine. Exhale, palms touch. One more. Inhale, this time arms forward and up. Exhale, back of right hand outside of left knee. Inhale, sweep out, rotate left. Exhale, palms reconnect. Two more. Last one. This time, inhale, reach arms forward and up. Exhale, bend the elbows and squeeze your shoulder blades together, opening the chest. Inhale, reach the arms up. Exhale, press your palms through the heart center, roll over the ankles, and make your way to hands and knees. I'll face the other direction so you can see me a little bit better. Wrists underneath shoulders. Knees underneath hips, cat cows. Inhale, belly drops. Chin and tailbone float up, extending your spine, opening the lungs in cow pose. Exhale, tuck the chin and tailbone. Stretch the back line of your body for cat. Again, inhale into cow, filling the lungs, extending spine, stretching core. Exhale, squeeze your core as you stretch the back of the body. One more round. Inhaling into cow. Exhale, cat. This time, inhale back to a neutral spine. Exhale, tuck the toes and lift your hips for downward facing dog. Pedal the knees a bit. Adjust hands and feet if they're too close. So a good rule of thumb in your downward facing dog is to bring yourself into plank pose for a moment, tucking the tailbone, tightening your core, make sure your wrists are right over your shoulders. And then without moving hands and feet, lift your hips, and that's a good downward facing dog stretch for your body. So if you're feeling too much in the hamstrings, the calf muscles, then bend your knees a bit to take some of the stretch off. You can also bend the knees and push your chest towards your thighs to create a little bit more stretch in your shoulders. Relax your head, make sure it's loose, dangling. Make sure your breath is still flowing. Next in breath, straighten the legs and come tall onto your toes. As you exhale, bend the knees and step your feet forward into a forward fold. You can take as many steps as you want to get there. Generous bend of the knees, relax your head down. Bottom of the belly should be attached to the tops of your thighs. If it isn't, then bend your knees a little bit more. Head relaxed and heavy like before. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, refold and bend the knees. Inhale, tuck the chin, core tighten, slowly roll your spine all the way up to standing. Sweeping arms out and up. Exhale, sigh out of your mouth, hands heart center. Inhale, arms reach up. Exhale, right arm drops down to your right side, lean to the right. Inhale, center, palms touch. Exhale, go left. Inhaling back to center, palms touch. Exhale, hands heart center. Sun Salutation A. Inhale, arms reach up. Exhale, knees bend, then swan dive to protect your back, coming all the way down. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, refold, bend your knees, palms to the mat. Inhale to plank pose. In plank, you can be on or off the knees. If you're on the knees, make sure your knees are behind the hips. Shoulders right over wrists. Exhale, slowly lower with control. Elbows brush ribs on the way down. Inhale, cobra. Tighten the kneecaps. Tuck the chin. Exhale, release. Inhale, bend the knees. Pull your belly button off the mat. Then straighten the arms. Drop the toes. Exhale, downward facing dog. Take an in-breath to prepare. As you exhale, step your feet forward into a forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, refold. Inhale, bend the knees a lot. Hips drop back, arms out, look forward, and then straighten the legs, coming up safely. Exhale, palms touch at the heart center. Sun Salutation B. Inhale, arms reach up. Exhale, knees bend, chair. Take an in-breath and chair. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, forward fold. Bend your knees, palms to the mat. Inhale to plank. This time, exhale, low plank. Elbows are in, core is tight. Inhale, toes flip, chest rolls open. Upward facing dog. Exhale, lift the hips. Downward facing dog. Inhale, right leg lifts high. Exhale, lunge your right foot through in between the hands. If it doesn't make it all the way, then pick up your right ankle and bring it forward. Drop your back left heel down. Inhale, tighten the core, arms out to the sides. Palms touch overhead, warrior one for a moment. Exhale, hands reach around the right foot. Inhale, right foot slides back, plank. On or off the knees. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, upward facing dog. Shoulders back. Exhale, lift the hips. Downward facing dog. Inhale, left leg lifts high. Exhale, lunge your left foot through in between the hands. Drop your back right heel down. Tighten your core. Inhale, arms out to the side. Palms touch overhead. Warrior one for a moment. Exhale, hands reach around the left foot. Inhale, left leg slides back, plank. On or off the knees. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, lift the hips. Downward facing dog. In breath to prepare. Exhale, step your feet forward into a forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, refold. Inhale, knees bend, chair pose. Exhale into chair. Inhale, reaching arms out and up. Restraighten the legs, palms touch overhead. Exhale, hands heart center, ending Sun Salutation B. Inhale, reaching the arms up. Exhale, bend the knees and then swan dive. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, refold. Fingertips on the mat. Shift your weight into your left foot. Inhale, right heel up to hips height. Point your right toes down and relax your head down. Deepen your in-breath here. Take one more in-breath, lifting your right heel a little higher. As you exhale, bend both of your knees and squeeze your right knee into the back of your left knee. Touch. Inhale, straighten and extend. Toes point down. Exhale, bend and squeeze. Two more. One more time, bend and squeeze. Inhale, extend, lift. Exhale, forward fold. Right foot meets your left on the mat. Relax your head down. Knees are soft. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, refold. Fingertips on the mat, or you can place them on blocks. Shift your weight into your right foot and inhale the left heel up to hips height, pointing your left toes down. Relax your head. Take a few deep breaths here. Remember, if anything hurts during your practice today, then don't do it. If anything causes you to hold your breath, it's a good indication you've taken it too far. Take one more big in-breath, lifting your left heel high. Exhale, bend both of the knees and squeeze your left knee into the back of your right. Touch. Inhale, extend and lift. Exhale, bend and squeeze. Two more. Last time, bend and squeeze. Inhale, extend, lift. Exhale, drop your left foot to meet your right on the mat. Soften the knees, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, refold, bend your knees, palms to the mat. Inhale to plank. On or off the knees, exhale, low plank. Inhale, high plank, re-straighten the arms. Keep your core tight. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, upward facing dog. Open the chest. Exhale, lift the hips. Downward facing dog. Let's inhale the right leg high. Exhale, bend your right knee and step your right foot in between the hands. Drop your back left heel down. Inhale, start with the left arm. Circle sweep it up overhead and let the left fingertips lead you into Warrior Two, gazing out over the right fingers. Adjust your feet so that they're comfortable. Reach forward with the right fingers. Reach back with the left fingers so that your shoulders are right over your hips. Eye of your right knee tracks straight ahead. Right arm in line with your right thigh. Take a deep in breath here. And as you exhale, tick-tock the right arm down, left arm comes up. Challenging your core. If you want less challenge, place your right hand on your thigh or on a block. Floating the right fingertips off the mat will challenge and access some core muscles. Palms face same direction as your own face. If you want more challenge to your core here, reach your right arm forward so that your arms are in an L shape. And again, monitor your breath. Take one more in breath here. Exhale, left elbow bends, left forearm behind your lower back. Inhale, reach the right arm up for reverse warrior. Looking up, or looking straight ahead. Or if you want to challenge your balance, you can look behind you at your left toes. Relax your shoulders and breathe into the right rib cage. Take one more in breath. Exhale, windmill the hands down to surround your right foot. Pivot the left toes forward. Next in-breath, twist. Reach your right arm up. Deep belly breaths here. Belly expands with your in-breath. Belly contracts with your out-breath. One more in breath here. Exhale, circle sweep your right arm towards the back. Drop the left knee to the mat. Tighten your core. Inhale, palms touch. Arms come up overhead. Drop your hips down. Stretching your left hip flexor. If your shoulders feel tight today, you can place hands at the heart center, relaxing the shoulders down your back, or you can place your hands on top of your right thigh. Another option here is to bend the elbows and drop your thumbs behind your back, your neck. You can get a little bit more extension in the spine if with your elbows you pull the rib cage up towards the ceiling. Mindful of your lower back. Remember, if it hurts, don't do it. If elbows are bent, inhale, arms back up. Exhale, hands surround the right foot. Inhale, tuck the left toes and extend the left knee. Exhale, slide your right leg back, coming to plank. Inhale at plank. Exhale, low plank. High plank, inhale. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, flip the toes, roll the chest open. Upward facing dog. Exhale, lift the hips. Downward facing dog. Couple deep breaths here. I'm gonna spin around so that I'm not away from the camera. Next in breath, lift your left leg high. Exhale, lunge the left foot through in between the hands. Spin the back heel down. Inhale, right arm comes up and it leads you into Warrior Two, looking straight ahead. Make sure left leg is forward and right leg is back. Right fingertips pull you back. Left fingertips pull you forward. Shoulders right over hips. Big bend in the front knee. Take one more in breath here. Exhale, tick-tock the arms down and up. Challenging the core. If it's too much challenge, remember, left hand can be on left thigh or on a block, or you can float the arms. If you need more challenge, left arm reaches forward. Finding your breath. Take one more in breath here. Exhale, bend your right elbow. Tuck it behind your lower back. Inhale, core tightens. Reach the left arm up and back for reverse warrior. Relaxing the shoulders again. Maybe looking up or straight ahead. Maybe you look back at your right toes. Take one more deep in breath. Exhale, windmill the hands down to surround your foot. Pivot the right toes forward. Inhale, twist. Lift the left arm up. Take a couple deep breaths here. Belly expands with your in breath. Belly draws in, contracts with your out breath. One more in-breath. As you exhale, sweep your left arm towards the back. Drop your right knee. tighten your core. Inhale, palms touch, and bring them up overhead. Allow your hips to sink down towards the mat. Remember, options here for less, arms, hands down, hands at the heart center. For more extension in the back, in the thoracic cavity, you can use your elbows to reach your ribs and spine upward. Monitoring again your breath pattern. Make sure it's smooth. If your elbows are bent, inhale, extend them. Next exhale, hands re-surround the left foot. Inhale, tuck your right toes and straighten the knee, lifting it off the mat. Exhale, slide your left leg back, coming into plank. Take an in-breath here. Exhale, low plank. High plank, inhale. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, lift the hips, downward facing dog. Take a deep in-breath through your nose. Exhale, sigh out of your mouth. Take another deep in-breath here. And then exhale, child's pose, knees drop, toes untuck, forehead supported. It can be on the mat, block, blanket, your own double stacked flat hands or fists. Arms can be extended forward or along the sides of the body, palms up, shoulders rounding down. Knees can be wide here. So find the variation of child's pose that fits best for you today. On your next in-breath, make your way to hands and knees. As you exhale, tuck the toes and lift the hips, downward facing dog, relaxing your head down. Inhale, right leg lifts high. Exhale, right toes back of left heel. Push the left heel down towards the mat. Relax your head again. Stretch fingers wide to create a nice foundation. Big stretch for the left hamstring and calf muscle. Inhale, right leg lifts high. Exhale, return the right foot next to your left for downward facing dog. Inhale, left leg lifts high. Exhale, left toes back of right heel. Press the right heel down towards the mat. Relax your head. Make sure fingers are flat on the mat, stretched wide. Inhale, left leg lifts high. Exhale, return the left foot to the mat, downward facing dog. This time, inhale tall onto your toes. Keep your head heavy. As you exhale, bend the knees, look forward in between the hands, and step or float your feet forward into a forward fold. Soften the knees, relax your head down. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, refold. Inhale, knees bend a lot, hips drop back, arms out, look forward. Then straighten the legs, coming all the way up. As you exhale, bend your knees, chair. Inhale, hands heart center. Exhale, twisting to the right, left elbow outside of right knee. Push your right palm down into your left palm, bringing the thumbs towards the center of the chest. and look to the right. Watch your left knee, make sure it's not popping out in front of the right. And then charge down through the heels and soften the toes. Maybe you need to bend the knees a little bit more here. If this feels too intense, left hand to right thigh, right hand on your right hip. Calm and focused with your breath. One more in and out breath. Then inhale back to center. Fingertips touch the forehead for a moment. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, refold. Inhale, knees bend a lot, hips drop back. Arms out, reaching arms. Straighten the legs, palms touch overhead. Exhale, knees bend, chair. I'm gonna face the camera in my chair. Inhale, hands heart center. Exhale, twisting left, right elbow outside of left knee. Push the left palm down into the right, looking left. Watch the right knee that it doesn't pop out in front of the left. So toes, knees, and hips face forward. The twist initiates at your navel, up through the shoulders, through the whole spine. Belly expands with your in-breath. Belly contracts in with your out-breath. One more in and out breath. Then inhale, center. Fingertips touch forehead. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, refold. Fingertips come to blocks or the mat. As you inhale, lift the back right heel up to hips height. As you exhale, bend your right knee. With your left hand, grab the top of your right foot and squeeze your right heel towards your glute to stretch the quadricep. Keep the left knee soft. You can extend it a little bit to feel the stretch in the back of the left leg. If you would like to try a balance challenge while you're stretching your right quadricep, bend your left knee a lot. Look forward. Float your right fingertips off the mat using your right arm as a counterweight, and then straighten the left leg coming up. Woo! To a variation of dancer pose. Sorry. Lots of movement on the ground here. So if you're feeling a lot of balance challenge, you might be on a surface that has a lot of play, like a thick mat. So stepping off onto a hardwood floor might feel more accessible. Keep squeezing the right heel towards your right glute, reaching the right arm up, soft shoulders, deep breath. If you're standing, take one more in breath. As you exhale, rebend the left knee and slowly come down. Right hand back to your block or mat. Everybody, as you inhale, release your right foot. Stretch it long back behind you. Left hand on your block or mat. Exhale, right foot comes down. Relax your head, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, refold, other side. Fingertips, blocks or mat. Shift your weight to your right foot and inhale the left heel up to hips height. As you exhale, bend the left knee. Right hand grabs the top of your left foot. Squeeze your left heel towards your right glute. Remember, keep the right knee soft, or you can deeply bend it. If you want the balance challenge, bend your right knee, look forward, float the left fingertips off the mat, and slowly come all the way up. Shoulders over hips. Continue squeezing the heel towards your glute to stretch the quadricep. Maintaining a deep breath pattern. If you're in the upright position, take one more in-breath. As you exhale, bend your right knee first. Then the left fingertips come down to your block or the mat. Everybody, inhale, release your left foot. Slowly extend your left leg behind you. And then exhale, left foot finds the mat. Next to your right, forward fold. Knees are soft, head is heavy. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, refold, grab elbows, soft knees, head heavy for ragdoll. Deepen your in-breath here and keep your eyes open. If you have really low blood pressure here, when you exhale, exhale through the mouth. Take one more in-breath. Exhale, release your hands down. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, refold, bend your knees. Step back to plank. On or off your knees in plank. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, lift the hips. Downward facing dog. Inhale, right leg lifts high. Exhale, pigeon. Lunge your right knee towards your right wrist. Right foot towards your left wrist. Then slowly release the top of your left knee down to a blanket or the mat. Untuck the left toes. You can support your right hip by placing a block underneath it or underneath the outside of your right knee. If your hip says it's okay, you can relax the outside of your right knee to the mat. Options for hands. Again, hands can be on blocks. You can be up on the fingertips, creating a little back bend here, more spinal extension. Or palms can be forward. Elbows can be on blocks or the mat. But take it easy, take it slow. There's no rush here. And after a few breaths, maybe the forehead can be placed on a block, blanket, or the mat. Allowing your yoga practice to be a little about self-discovery on where the stretch feels best. If you can smoothly inhale and exhale, then it's probably a good stretch. If you find yourself clenching your teeth, or squeezing the face, or your in-breath becomes non-existent or shallow, then you've taken it too far. So find where it feels like a good stretch, and then even try to back off a millimeter or so. And that'll make flexibility come a little bit quicker for most people. Closing the eyes. More focus on your breath. Slowly releasing the stretch by coming back to elbows, then to palms. Roll over onto your right hip and start to slowly swing the left leg out to the left and then forward. Right leg forward. Shift a little side to side on your seat bones. Inhale, arms out and up. Extend your spine. Keep this extension in your spine. Fingers up, toes up. Exhale, forward fold, reaching for feet. If feet aren't reachable, use a strap or a towel or a tie around the soles of your feet. Or if you don't have any of those things, you don't want to get those things, palms up underneath the legs or the backs of the knees and pull. Use the strength of your biceps on your arms to pull your belly down, then your chest. Try not to engage or incorporate the neck into this stretch. So the neck should be slightly, or the chin should be slightly tucked to lengthen the back of the neck. And then the whole spine comes down as one long unit together instead of the head trying to create more flexibility in the backs of the legs. You should be able to look side to side, soft neck, good feeling on the backs of the legs and in your paraspinals, the muscles that run up and down either side of your spine. Couple more deep breaths, and then we'll do pigeon for the left leg. So there's a couple ways we can get back into downward facing dog. You can simply move your body into downward facing dog. Or you can take the fun way. If you want the fun way, bend your knees, hips to the center of the mat, hands behind the knees, and do some spinal rocks. Keep the chin tucked. So just the back of the shoulders hit the mat as you come back. One more time back, and as you come up, cross your ankles, plant your palms, and you can either jump back into plank and do a little vinyasa, upward dog, meeting into downward facing dog, or like I said earlier, simply making your way into downward facing dog. From downward facing dog, inhale, left leg high. Exhale, pigeon. Lunge your left knee towards your left wrist, left foot towards your right wrist. Drop the top of your right knee to a blanket or the mat, top of your right foot on the mat. Then find where you feel best with the arms. Fingertips can be closer to the hips, looking up for your pigeon, palms down, elbows down, or maybe forehead down. Again, taking it slow. There's no rush. Try not to squeeze the glutes. And then more focus on a smooth, deep breath pattern. Maybe the eyelids drop. Good rule of thumb for stretches is to hold for at least a minute. If you're over 40, a good rule of thumb is at least a minute and a half. But it should be a comfortable stretch. You shouldn't force or strain yourself into the stretch. It should feel good. Yoga should feel good. Slowly making your way back to elbows. Then to palms. Then rolling over onto the outside of your left hip, sweeping your right leg around to the right and then forward, making your way into a seated forward fold. So if you're like me and you have OCD and it's bothering you, we're gonna fix the blanket so that it's on the mat. Okay. Does everybody feel better? I do. Okay, back to stretching, back to yoga. All right, toes up, shoulders back. Inhale, arms out and up. Exhale, forward fold. Holding the stretch, using your breath. So when I say use your breath, use your in-breath to create a little bit more extension through your spine. And then on your out-breath, slowly sink into the stretch. Soften into it. Inhale, extend. Exhale, release into the stretch. Soften. And you can do that exaggerated like I'm doing it. Or you can do a more subtle practice where there's just a little extension on the in-breath, very small movement, and then there's a little bit of release on the out-breath. Few more deep breaths. Inhale, slowly release, bringing shoulders back over the hips. Lean back onto your palms and bend your knees. Inhale, feet come off the mat, lower legs parallel with the mat. As you exhale, drop your knees to the right. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, go left. So I like this movement here. Do two more times each side because it massages your piriformis muscle. The piriformis muscle attaches near the head of the femur, and then to your sacrum, so it goes across. And if that gets tight, it tightens over your sciatic nerve, which can create a lot of pain down the backs of your legs, or numbness. This is a nice way to massage that muscle. Come back to center, drop your heels, and place your hips in the center of the mat if they're not already there. Grab behind the knees, tuck your chin, and slowly roll down onto your back, gently rocking side to side. Back to center. Release the soles of your feet wide, mat's distance apart. Take a deep in breath here. As you exhale, drop your knees to the right all the way. Unless you have a microphone in the way. So the feet should still be wide. And this creates a stretch, a lengthening of the iliotibial tract, your IT band. It's a long tendon that's attached to this little tiny muscle up here called the tensor fascia latae, or TFL. And if you're a runner or you stand a lot or you walk a lot, sometimes your IT band gets tight. If you want more stretch on your left IT band, then pick up your right heel, place it on the outside of the left knee, and then drop. So you're creating a little bit more weight for the stretch. Drop the eyelids. Notice your breath. Listen to the birds. The lazy airplane going by. I'm thankful it didn't rain on me. It's supposed to be rainy this morning. A couple more deep breaths. Inhale, knees back up. Feet wide again. Make sure your feet are mat's distance apart. And then exhale, release your knees to the left. If you want more stretch on your right IT band, left heel outside of right knee, and then slowly release the knees back down. Try not to force or strain here. Remember, the stretch should be enjoyable. And maybe you're feeling a little stretch in your lower back as well here. One more in and out breath here. Then inhale slowly and bring your knees back up. Exhale one at a time, knees to chest, gently rocking side to side. Make your way back to center. Inhale, chin to knees, squeeze. Exhale, final relaxation, going slow. Feet mat's distance apart. Arms along the sides of your body, palms up. Drop the eyelids. Slide the shoulders away from the ears. Let the feet flop open. Allow the fingers to curl up. Take a deep in breath through your nose. Exhale, sigh out of your mouth. Beautiful. Again, deep in breath through your nose. Exhale, sigh out of your mouth. Then seal the lips. Practice being soft here. Easy, full belly. Smooth eyelids, forehead, scalp. Resting. Try resting with awareness. Resting with sounds. Maybe you hear the sorcicius, the wind in the trees. The wind chimes. Birds. Let all those sounds come and go, bouncing off the eardrums. Let's slowly release our rest by deepening the in-breath and lengthening the out-breath. Again, deep in-breath. Long out-breath. Reintroduce movement slowly to fingertips and toes. To wrists and ankles. Gently drop the head side to side, waking up the spine. Inhale, reach your arms up towards the sky. Exhale, drop your arms back behind your head. Inhale, stretch toes away from the fingers, big full body stretch. Exhale, knees to chest. Roll to your right, all the way to the side, knees bent. Take a deep in breath through your nose. Exhale, sigh out of your mouth. When you're ready, safely press up into a seated position. Let's bring palms to touch of the heart center, taking a deep in-breath. And exhale, lower our chin down to our fingertips, offering gratitude for the time you've given back to yourself today. May the love and the light within your heart center always shine bright on your path of peace. Namaste. Thank you for joining me. Have a beautiful day.